7, Sacramento Police. Unit 99, are you in the clear?
Unit 99 to KME 907. Unit 99, Sergeant Meredith, 909, in service, on the air. This is Sergeant Dan Meredith of Unit 99 at Headquarters, Police Department, City of Sacramento, California. My detail is to ride in Unit 99, our tape recorder-equipped radio car, and to respond whenever the dispatcher transmits a signal to one of our other units on duty somewhere in the city. Now, to tell you more about Unit 99, here is our chief, James V. Hicks, Sacramento Police.
We have provided Unit 99 of the Sacramento Police Department the tape recorder it carries, and the officer in charge, Sergeant Meredith, so that you, who depend on your police for protection, can hear them in action, on duty. And what you hear on this radio program is real. No question about it. The suspects are real. The victims are real. Bear this in mind as you hear these cases. Now to Unit 99 and Sergeant Dan Meredith, on duty.
We're covering in with Unit 5 on a family disturbance complaint out on 3rd Avenue. As a rule, these calls don't amount to much, but you never can tell. So we'll take a look at it. Unit, sir, and this lady outside. Let's check.
These people live next door. They both are gone. He's gone. He's left in the car. He left earlier in the evening, I guess. But she's been screaming her head off for him over there, and I heard her fall. I don't know. Is she laying in the kitchen now?
Yes, ma'am. She's in the kitchenette on the floor, evidently.
Well, you guys go ahead and get in.
They're moaning in there and crying.
Let's go check with her. Is your partner in there, Sutton?
He went around the back to see if the back door is open. No, we tried the front door. No one answered. Perhaps the woman's home by herself.
Get through this way.
Dan, we're going to have to go in through the window.
Yeah, and she sounds like she's having trouble right now. Can you open this gate here?
Yeah.
There's an awful lot of thumping going on inside there. Sounds like she's hysterical, crying. She won't let you in?
No, she doesn't respond, Dan.
Hello in there? You're pretty serious. Lights are on.
Yeah, I can see her. Looks like a leg or something there through the window in the kitchen there, the kitchenette.
In the kitchen here next to the porch?
Door to the right. In the middle of the house.
You got the window open? Open the back door, too, and when you get in. Yeah. How's it look, Schutz?
Well, the bedrooms are shambles, Dan.
You smell gas in here? Where is she?
Right here.
Oh, yes.
Lady, we're police officers. What's the matter here? What happened here tonight? Can you talk? Can you tell us what happened?
Yes.
What seems to be the trouble? We're here to help you, ma'am. You want to tell us now what happened?
Yes.
Well, what is it? Have you been drinking?
No, my husband was beating me.
Where is your husband now? I'll look around and see if I don't think there's anyone else in the house.
No, I don't believe there is.
She's all bruised up, her arms show that. Have you been fighting tonight with your husband?
Yes.
How many of these she took? Here's an empty package of sleeping tablets, Dan.
Have you been taking any tablets tonight, sleeping tablets?
I've taken some. Taken a lot.
I can't understand you. Did you take quite a few tonight? Have you?
No.
Where's your husband? Has he been here this evening at all? How long ago did he leave?
Let's get back to these tablets, these pills. This container is empty. Have you taken any of these tonight?
No.
What are they for?
Numbitol.
What was that?
Numbitol.
I see. Sutton,
I don't think we can get much out of her. She's told us about these pills. She evidently hasn't taken any at night, or she would tell us. Oh, here she is now. She's trying to get up. Here, let us help you there. Let's take her into bed there. She's shaking quite a bit. That's a girl. Right through here. Right into your bedroom now. That's it.
Watch your step, Brooks. You just lay down and relax.
How about these other pills here? I see there's some others on the...
Same type here.
The bureau here. We'll have to find somebody to take care of her. She's no condition to take care of herself. We better check with the next door neighbor. Maybe she might have some idea.
I'll go and check now. Sorry, check with the neighbor and see if she can give us some idea.
Okay, Sutton, we'll wait for you.
I won't take too many pills, believe me. I won't take too many.
There was little the officers could do in this case, other than to make sure she had not taken an overdose of a sedative and enlist the services of a neighbor in caring for her. Although this woman had been beaten by her husband, she refused to sign a complaint and no official action was taken.
Unit 3. Unit 3, 614 X-ray. Check on juveniles throwing knives at a building. Check 3, KMA-907.
Juveniles throwing knives at buildings. 600 block on X Street, that's near that housing project. Let's check it out with them. There's some young fellow out in the yard here. Let's have a talk with him. Hey, come here, will you? Hurry up. Yeah, what do you got in your hand there? Is this one of them?
That's one of them.
Would you just take a run for when we came up?
Maybe it was with that car there.
Huh? How old are you?
17.
No, that's not one of them. Where's the other boy at?
He went home.
Well, what are you doing around here?
I live right over here.
Well, where's the knife that you've been throwing against these walls?
The other guy took my blade home.
Huh?
The other guy took it home.
Took it home? Well, how long have you been doing this? This has been going on for quite some time.
I just got the dagger a few days ago.
A dagger?
Yeah.
What kind of a dagger?
About so long.
About a 10-inch dagger?
I don't know how long it was.
Well, you go get that dagger. Jerry's checking the door to the warehouse there, the Quonset Hut. Is it Jimmy, Jerry?
Sorry, the knife.
What's that? How about that paneling there in the door? Is that knocked out?
No.
This kid, this Gary comes now. I think this is he. Yeah, he's going over after the knife that they were using here.
Oh. Where'd they throw it on the... left?
Well, the other kid left.
Oh.
So we'll find out who the other boy is. It's quite a dagger. He said it's large, long. There, he got it. He has it in his hand now. Here it is.
I just met him in a park, throwing knives together. And
when did you meet him?
Oh, about 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
That's a deer knife. It's about a 6 or 7 inch blade. Where did you get this? Pardon me. Where did you get this?
Oh, I borrowed from some guy. He found it in the river.
He found it in the river?
That's what he said. Found it by the river. I borrowed it from him. I didn't get back.
Well, where did you just get it?
Huh? Oh, I had it for a couple of days.
Where did you just come from?
Well, I just came. I was running around looking for the guy. I don't know. He went that way.
Now, come on. Tell us the truth. Who was the boy that you went and got this knife from just now? You told me you were going over to get it from him. Now, where is he?
I don't know his name.
Where does he live?
I told you, I just met him in the park.
You went over to his place right now to get the knife.
I ran after him. I caught him down that runway right there, that big long runway. I told him he had to give me the knife back. He gave it to me and he kept running, walking.
You ever been in juvenile hall before?
Yeah.
For what?
First time. Burglary and strong arm, then car theft.
Three times.
Well, King, what are you going to do?
Well, I think we'll turn him over to his parents and have his parents bring him down to see Captain Gessner Monday morning.
That wasn't an innocent toy this boy was playing with, and it wasn't exactly a childish pastime. He was released to the custody of his parents, pending further action by the juvenile division. The parents agreed to pay for the damage to the building.
On a series of burglaries, and Bill Oakes told me they might pick up somebody tonight. That call for us to come in might be it.
We're going into the detective division. Fox and Oakes, I was just checking with the radio sergeant down there, and he informs me that you might have something. What's it about?
Oh, we got some information on four or five fellows that's been pulling a lot of these burglaries around here, mainly the cigarettes and meat and candy burgers, we've been calling them. And we have a spot maintained right now by two of the other officers, Detective Rellis and Rogers. They're out on the spot now, waiting for one of the fellas to come back. We have one of the fellas upstairs we brought in just a few minutes ago. And we're going out now over to Bryant to see if we can pick up the third man.
You have a lead on the third man?
We have a lead on the third man. We have an address over in Bryant we're going to check. You want to take a ride with us over there?
Fine, yeah.
Back over to Bright.
Well, he lived in Bright with the party for a while. Maybe we better take a run over there and see if we can make a contact there. And if he's there,
17.
Grab him. If he's not, we'll go back over to the Q Street address.
Is this the spot?
And the man that we're in search of was living here at this 520 address, and I see there's no lights in that particular house, but we're going next door and inquire whether or not she still lives there.
Unit 3-4.
Those people we can see from here.
Yes.
Okay, I'll wait for you.
4 immediately.
Check. I wonder what that is. They just received a transmission to get in touch with their office immediately. It's very dark in this area. It's an old district on the other side of the river. They've gone into the yard and into the next house. They're talking with a couple of people there now. Now they're back to the car. What'd you learn, Fox?
I haven't seen him since Tuesday. He was over here Tuesday.
You got a 914, Bill.
Or possibly a call from the officers on spot over there at the place in town. Very likely they've got the one man we're looking for, and the man that we're looking for here may possibly have gone over there as we had expected.
There's a public telephone right off the highway. You're going to make contact with the office now.
Do you have the price of a phone call? Well, this is expensive, this trip.
Let's see if I have some.
Here's one, Doug.
I outshuffled you that time.
I've got two of them, by golly.
You got another lead on this fella at a different location?
Yes, in the same in Bright here, so we're going over there and surround the building.
Folks, do you know this fella from before?
Yes, Sergeant. He's an old-timer around here. He's a good burglar. He's been in the penitentiary on several occasions. He's just out about a month. a short time ago, he contacted Fox and myself and seemed to be serious about we trying to get him a job, which we attempted to do, and we lost track of him, and we haven't seen him until the last week. We've gotten a few rumbles on he and several other fellows responsible for some of our burglaries. So we know him well. He's an old con. He's con-wise, and he's a pretty shrewd operator.
What were those boots and shoes that you brought into the detective bureau tonight?
They're out of an out-of-town burglary. We're not just too sure what community. It's a small rural community.
Uh-huh.
When we arrived there, Don, we looked the place over, and if it's possible, I'll sneak into the backyard and cover the back door in case he tries to make the back on us and we take the front.
Is this fellow dangerous or presumed to be?
Everyone is presumed to be dangerous when you pick him up.
We treat him as such, Sergeant, because he is a loser. He's on life parole now, and he certainly doesn't want to go back.
We've arrived at the location. We're going to park a distance away from the place and walk over to it. It's very dark out here. No street lights. A lot of trees. Houses are surrounded by trees. Somebody coming out of that house now. I better get in out of the way. Oakes is going around the back. Fox is covering the front. Somebody out in front of the place now. He's talking to someone now. We'll go in the yard.
Any fellow walking around here tonight?
No, I haven't seen nobody around here tonight.
There's a tall hedge alongside of the house. Oakes and Fox now are shining their flashlights on the other side of the hedge, away from the house. They believe that he might have gotten over and gotten away. There's a good indication that he's been here. There's Oakes and Fox now going. Come on out. There's an animal. They're still searching around this area. It's a large lot, almost a field. Trees, bushes. Did you check over in the corner over there, Don?
We're going to leave this area now, Sergeant. The man was at the house. He apparently saw us drive up and he took off.
You're going to come back later on this evening?
Yes.
Uh-huh. We just returned to the area. We're now on the opposite side of the block where we can see the house through the field. Fox and Oakes are going back around front, cover the house, front and rear.
We'll walk down and I'll go immediately into the back area and cover that, huh?
We're traveling with our lights off. Detective Oakes has the portable spotlight. He, as he said, is going to cover the back area while Fox and myself will take the front. We're parking some distance from the house and we'll walk up to it.
Well, don't slam the door.
Get around the back.
stand on the side in case he comes out through a window. I think Oakes is inside now, John. Let's go in.
Come on,
get out from under that bed. He's underneath the cot.
Keep your hands down.
You pull him out from underneath the bed.
I think you're trying to pull.
I don't think
that's it. Put the cuffs on here.
You're running from the wrong people this time.
What are you running for? Have you got nothing to worry about?
We tried to treat you like a treat all the way through.
All right.
What's this guy here? Who is he? This guy here.
You were here this evening when we came by the first time, weren't you?
No, sir.
Don't give us that stuff. We know you were here.
But I left.
I know. You left when we were here. Which way did you leave the house?
It wasn't in the house. It was down the street there.
Were you in this house when we was over here before?
No,
sir. Huh?
No, sir.
That's a good thing. Otherwise, he'd go to jail, too, for covering you up.
Sir, we wasn't here.
See how you got everybody involved?
I wasn't here then.
No, because he wasn't. You could have come. You could have.
Where were you at when we were over here before?
I was down the next street about two blocks.
You sure you weren't here?
Yes, sir.
That's right. Now ask my kids. They know. He wasn't here.
Yeah, you see, you were down there a couple of blocks. Where'd you go?
The levee down there.
You went down to the levee. How long did you stay down there?
Oh, yeah, about an hour.
Well, it's a good thing that he clears these people here.
No, he wasn't here.
I wasn't here.
Okay, all right, that's all we want to know.
I'm going to take the names of these people, Donald.
Yeah, okay, I'll take this.
All right.
For a police detective, I sometimes believe that patience is a major qualification. The action you covered tonight actually extended over a period of several hours. The burglar suspect was released to a neighboring county for prosecution there. And if you are ever inclined to believe that police work is not hazardous, remember the words of Detective Oakes. We consider them all dangerous. This is Unit 99. These on-the-scene tape recordings were provided by the Sacramento Police Department and were made on duty by Sergeant Dan Meredith in Unit 99. Your host is Chief James V. Hicks of the Sacramento Police Department. Be with us when once again you will hear...
KMA 907, Sacramento Police. Unit 99, are you in the clear?
Unit 99 to KMA 907. Unit 99, Sergeant Meredith, 909.
Unit 99 has come to you through the worldwide facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.